This is Catherine Giraudeau with PodTech.net. I'm here with Martin Eberhard, who is the CEO of Tesla Motors. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
We're here at the Women in Technology Conference, and you just gave a presentation as part of a climate change panel mm-hmm. about the new Tesla Roadsters. Mm-hmm. Give me just a little overview on what Tesla is doing and why.
Tesla Motors is making electric cars that people might actually want to drive. Our first car is called the Tesla Roadster. It's a very high-performance, fully electric sports car. 0 to 60 in about 3.9 seconds, about 250 miles driving range on a charge, and equivalent to about 135 miles to the gallon energy consumption, but of course no gasoline involved.
And you gave a pretty dramatic statistic both about the cost of this car, but also the cost per mile to drive.
Right. Well, the car, of course, it's not a cheap car. We're building a sports car. It's $100,000 when it's fully loaded with options. It's about $89,000 with no options on it. So it competes on price quite well against cars in this performance class, but we're not making a low-end car yet. Cost to drive is a different equation. Because it's so energy efficient, it doesn't cost very much per mile. We're about a penny a mile to drive if you're charging at nighttime rates, if you have a time-of-use meter. If you don't, if you just plugged in at your house, it'd probably be about 2.5 cents a mile, which is still very inexpensive compared to just about anything else you might drive.
I wanted to find out a little bit more about the batteries, because you did mm-hmm. say it's running on the same type of batteries that we have in our portable electronic mm-hmm. devices.
That's
and
right.
I found that pretty astounding.
Well, that was my crazy idea at the start of the company, was can we use the highly advanced and evolved lithium-ion batteries that we use in our cell phones and our laptop computers, camcorders and whatnot. And the reason I wanted to use those originally was because there already is a large market using those batteries. There's a great amount of commodity pressure on that industry to produce low-cost and high-quality batteries that I could ride on. But as I got to know the technology and as we evolved our own battery technology for the car using these cells, it turns out there's a lot of other advantages to using them. And one of them is safety, that by making a battery pack out of a large number of small cells, if one cell should fail, even catastrophically, even catch fire, it doesn't cause a dangerous event. That one cell would catch fire, burn out, a check engine light would come on your dashboard, and that's the end of it.
So the fire is not going to spread to the other
cells.
That's
right, and also not get out of the battery box. And then the second half is of that same equation is redundancy. That should some cell fail, and typically should they fail, they just stop working. It's no big deal. You lose one out of 7,000 of your energy storage. It'd be like losing a cup of capacity of your gas tank. That doesn't matter.
Is it possible to go in and replace a damaged cell? Can you just open up the battery pack and put a new one in?
No, there's a lot of energy stored in there, and it's buttoned up in a way that you can't get your fingers in there. We don't want you to. There's enough power in there to accelerate the car from 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds, which means a tremendous amount of energy. So it's no user serviceable parts inside.
How many of these cars are you making in the coming year?
In the auto industry, they talk about model years, not calendar years of production. And the first model year for the Tesla Roadster is a 2007 and a half. We call it that because we're starting making them late in the year. So because it's a short year, we'll build probably only about 225 cars, of which I think about 205 of them are already sold. And then we'll roll directly into producing 2008 cars, and we expect to sell maybe somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 of those.
Now, you also mentioned a really exciting option for people who maybe don't have $100,000 to spend on a sports car and want to carry more people.
Well, that's a long ways out yet. We obviously know that if we want to make a big dent in the oil consumption of this country, it's not going to be done solely with a two-seater, a beautiful sports car, but we need models of cars that appeal to more people, especially those that need to carry more people in the car. So our second car, which is slated for introduction if things go well, sometime mid 2009, that car is a five-seater car, four doors, and we hope to get the price of the entry-level version of that car down to $50,000 or less.
And that's called the White Star?
White Star is our internal code name. You know how it is here in Silicon Valley, projects all have code names, and those names change when they become real cars.
Of course.
The code name, just for the fun of it, for the Roadster was called Dark Star. If you're a science fiction buff, you can look up both those names and you'll know what they are.
Right. Now, you're a relatively small company, mm-hmm. obviously. Do you have plans to branch out and have more of an influence on the electric car market in this country?
Well, what electric car market? There isn't one. We intend to invent the electric car market in this country once again. and this time in a way that if we do our job well, we'll succeed and become ultimately the dominant way we drive. So we have big vision. It can take a while to get there, but we start off with a Roadster. We next have a high-performance sports sedan, and the next car will be appeal to even more people. And ultimately, we hope to be a real car company selling cars to a great majority of buyers.
Thank you so much, Martin Eberhard, the CEO of Tesla Motors.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Reporting from the Women in Technology Summit at the Hyatt Regency in Santa Clara, this is Catherine Girardeau, PodTech News.